Okay, excellent. Welcome everyone officially to our day number 7 of Tibetan Karma, and very exciting day. We're going to begin our meditation today from a sitting down posture, and we're going to stand up towards the end. So for you, please take a few moments to set up your space in such a way where you would have a chair, of course, a straight back chair, please. No couch, no bed. And set it up in such a way where you could easily later stand up and still have space for yourself. The Tibetan Karma in this 7 days that we are covering has to do with the elements. And today we are going to put it all together and also introduce another element, as some see space to be the very beginning element, and space has a special place in the Tibetan meditation, Tibetan Karma, and we're going to introduce space in today's meditation. I chose to introduce space as last element, but sometimes, mostly I think in Tibetan meditations, they bring it in as the very first. And no wonder that every time that we speak of a meditation, we first have to create our space. That space, of course, is not only physical. That is a mental space. And we're going to initiate this mental space right now, so I hope you had enough time to find your seat. Please sit down deep in your chair with your eyes closed. Make yourself comfortable. Your hands are facing down on your knees. Close your eyes. And look within yourself. Look within yourself as far as you can see. Look for far, far away for something that would be seen as an inner horizon. You'll get that sense. And when you reach it, when you reach that inner horizon, look beyond it. In the beginning, you may see darkness. Maybe you initially will start seeing some color. Maybe you'll see something else, but what I encourage you to is to really, really relax, free yourself, your eyes closed, just look far, far, as far as your eyes can see, with your eyes closed. And look beyond. Ask yourself, what lies behind that which I can see? What lies behind that which I can see? And as you do that, pay mental attention to your hands and wrists. Free your hands and wrists. Give them their own life. Very often, the hands will find their own place. And what I want you to do is to trust that place they find themselves in. I was so happy to hear in the latest show that I attended, where I presented to a group of people right at the end of the presentation, one of the students, one of the participants of the show, the presentation, came up to me and said, I think I know how the yoga postures were created. I always was wondering who was so wise to know these postures, to teach them, and now I understand how they were born. And I was so happy to hear her say it, because at times I actually mentioned it during the presentation, and this time I didn't, and I was happy that that thought was awakened inside. I was happy that my words were not necessary anymore. And it was not only a thought that had to come to me, but it was a thought that came to her. Now she will never forget it. Now she will really know it. It was hers. Just like I hope many things that have not been said awakened inside of you the past 7 days, and of course with all the meditations that we are doing. So here we are, catching our thought while we are looking far, far into the inner horizon, asking ourselves a question: what lies beyond that which I can see? Not trying too hard, but literally relaxing into your inner vision, just like you relax into your movements and postures, just be like you relax into your breath, just like you relax to listen to the beat of your heart. Take your time. This looking inwards sometimes actually gives a sensation of traveling within yourself. Listen to this inner world. Take your time. Be patient. The space element. Is actually a symbol. And it's a symbol of a pyramid, of a triangle. With a tip facing up. Likely very interesting symbol. It also has a mantra, and the mantra is really just English A, English H, ah. I would like us to initiate the space element inside of us first by sounding, resonating the energy. Of the mantra. Remember, we are initiating. And then once we initiate, we are free. And one of the interesting feedbacks that I received on our sounding was that in between the inner keys, in between the different elements, the student was actually sounding their own sound, once initiated with the elements. And to me it was incredible to hear as exactly what may happen as you come to a perfect sound. Before you do, you express almost like the intermediate postures that lead you to an asana, to the perfect posture. Intermediate movements that lead you to a certain combination of asanas or postures. Just like intermediate movements of hands and arms that lead you to eventually a mudra. So would be the sound. Just like thoughts and images that lead you to a certain unity thought. So would be the sound. So free your sound as well as we are meditating. Hopefully that you are in a space where you can allow to do that without scaring your friends and family members. As you may be meditating early in the morning. So think about that as well. Think of your environment, not to disturb it as well. So here we go. Space element. Please repeat the inner key after me first, and then we're going to sound the mantra. The inner key with your inner voice, the mantra with your outer voice. Here comes the inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And initiate the space element within my body. I want to receive a lot of energy. And initiate the space element within my body. Now we're going to sound the mantra 5 times. And please sound it with me together. As you sound the mantra, you reflect within your body. Look at where and how it resonates within. Where does it come from? What does it feel like? Then after that, you share your expression. Share your expression with the universe. be it your movement, be it your posture, be it your image, be it your sound, or any other way that is natural from within. Recognize that the universe would accept your offering if you remember it's your old information that you offer through the thought, the image, the movement, the posture. The universe accepts it willingly. And then, and only then, you begin receiving for yourself. You're doing very well. As you continue looking in front of your closed eyes, begin noticing your breath and free your breath. As we're about to initiate the wind, the air element. And some of you have maybe found your hands in certain mudra, in certain posture. That is fine. But what I'd like you to do is to free your hands again. Not to take it from that posture on purpose, but our movement. But to recognize that movements and postures change the same way as thoughts change. The same way as sounds change or images change. And as you're paying attention to your breath, please repeat this inner key with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And initiate the air, the wind element within my body. Please repeat the mantra. Sound out with me 5 times. Yeah. In your body, posture, movement, image. Catch your thoughts, bring them back to the body. I would think that the thoughts become less and less away from your body and more about the meditation and more about the sound and more about the mudras and that. Mantras and the internal reflection. If you notice, most of your thoughts may already be there in the body, in the observation, in our work, which is great. But those become your offerings as you express them outward. And then you're ready to receive. Excellent. The receiving in Tibetan karma has to do with awakening the wisdom within. Each of us has an infinite capacity of that wisdom. However, we must choose to connect it. It doesn't happen on its own. Wisdom on itself does not have a beginning or an end, and usually we may look for that final destination, but it has no beginning or end. Within itself, it is really a process. And through this process, we are able to transform our physical in our mental world, our emotional world, the goal really is to liberate, to free our consciousness. So we can easily enjoy the immeasurable possibilities of life. Wisdom is really that which comes in between thoughts, in between images, in between breaths, in between mudras and mantras. It is that in its essence, really, its energy that holds all matter together. It's really in every living thing, regardless of its external appearance. Wisdom is like a rhythm, like a song. When resonates, it gives all nature its beauty. Connecting to that wisdom allows you to see that beauty at its purest form. And of course, makes your life, your real physical life, the experience, a lot more beautiful. There are many people who are confused about the nature of wisdom, because they may see it as influencing over other people. According to the ancient Tibetans, true wisdom is wisdom over oneself. No one can take that away from you, nor you need to wear it like a badge. You don't need to show it unless it's needed. It is not something that can be forced, but merely awakened and understood. Then it becomes natural. Inner truth of your everyday moment. Connecting to that truth, that wisdom, comes through hard work sometimes, and this is that battle within the heart between emotions and intellect, right and wrong, good and bad. True wisdom really manifests itself in your relationship with other people. And its great quality enables you to be in a place where compassion, humility, and good humor to all things is natural. let us continue to initiate our next element. It is the fire element as we pay attention to the beating of our heart. And I said our hearts, but surely you pay attention to yours and each one of us. For those who have seen the hands move in circular motions or movements, you may be surprised to know that that is corresponding to the wind element. Now, we free our hands again, not to stop the previous expression. An offering, but to be free for it to change. We're going to initiate with the inner key, inner command, with your inner voice. Please repeat after me with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy and initiate the fire element within my body. Initiate the fire element within my body. Now we're going to sound the mantra 5 times. Ra. Ra. Remember to reflect in the body, give you offering. Through movement and posture and expression, recognize that the universe would accept your offering, your expression, your movement, whatever it may need to be. It will be accepted. And then begin we are ready to initiate the water element. You may have noticed your hand change their movements and postures, and you may have not, and that's okay. It just will take time, but they will find it. Just like they find a posture and a thought. The water element will be initiated the same way. First, the inner command, the inner key. Then we sound the mantra 5 times and reflect. Then we give the offering by expressing externally. Then we are accepted, the universe accepted our offering, and then we see. Here's the inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy and initiate the water element in my body. Initiate the water element in my body. You can taste the saliva in your mouth to connect more physically to that element. And just listen. And then we're going to sound the mantra, initiating the water element. Please repeat it, sound it with me 5 times. Ma. 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 Notice the thoughts maybe around the sounding. Am I sounding it right? Is it long enough? Loud enough? Notice. And bring it back to the body. Catch that thought. remember the four stages, the sound, we reflect, we express and share, and then we receive. All elements are received in our body, speech, and mind. And this is another topic, another time. Just wanted to be for you to be aware of that. There are three parts which the Tibetan karma has spoken of, that we receive in the body, the speech, and the mind. Just to show speech being an important part of being a human being and being within the awareness state. We come to the final element, earth element. Listen to the gravity that pulls you. Or the lightness that you may feel like a butterfly or a bird on the cloud. We initiated with the inner key, inner command. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want. To receive a lot of energy, to initiate the earth element within my body. We're going to sound the mantra. Five times. Please repeat it after me, or actually sound it with me. Here we go. final remember to reflect. To recognize that you're being accepted. Your offering is being accepted, no matter what it is. No matter what it looks like, sounds like, feels like. How you express it. It's being received by the universe. And once it's received, you're ready to receive. So the Tibetan karma initiates the inner search for wisdom, the inner wisdom. It is a journey. We know the beginning of that journey. We don't know the end. The beginning is now, here, right now. Being connected to the wisdom does not necessarily mean that your life will be free of difficulties and problems. But you will know how to solve, transform, and release them. So they will not repeat themselves. There are many benefits. This wisdom in our daily lives acts as a stabilizer, healing force. It will often show us the direction we should take in life. Also, acting wisely in our everyday life energizes the people around us. You then become the source of unity. Once you are united within your own wisdom, within your own inner wisdom, there are no divisions or conflicts in your life. Everything flows in one coherent stream. Both the material, the mind, the intellect, everything in one coherent stream. Let us repeat and sound the mantras, initiating a unity, beginning with the space element all the way to the earth. Please sound it with me as we complete our Tibetan space element. Tibetan card. Do that one more time before we complete today. Again, let's sound it again, and once we sound it, I will disconnect my sound, and I suggest you stay in the meditation if you have a few more moments and you reflect. But I suggest you stand up for that. So why don't we all right now stand up and free our spine completely, free our body to express, to give the complete offering, to be able to be free to completely give the offering in the movements as well. And the postures of the body. And as you're standing up, make sure you move the chair away, make yourself some room, make yourself some space. We're going to sound the five elements. I will disconnect, and you will continue for maybe 15, 20 minutes, as long as you would like, as long as it feels right, if you have the time to do it. Here we go. I'm going to sound the five elements from the space alone. Do it together. Initiating an internal wisdom process. I'm wishing you all the best. May you have joy and happiness in your life. Until next time.